What's up, Tax Saver? So I'm actually filming this live on Instagram right now, and we got a question on the live. Let's see. So best way to write off loss for partially paid invoices. We've invoiced the primary contractor who paid less than half on numerous invoices and is refusing to pay. We feel it's easier to write off the loss instead of going to court, obviously. So great question, Preston, and I'm going to hand it back to Andy right now. So the answer on that is depends on what basis of taxes you're on. So if you're on the cash method, which means, should I just do it closer? Let's just do it closer. All right. You can keep that in the podcast. All right. We're playing with this here. All right. So there's two methods you can file taxes as, cash basis method and accrual basis. Cash method means you recognize the income when you receive the check and you recognize the expense when you cut the check out. Accrual method is you recognize the income when you send the invoice and you recognize the expense when you receive the bill. If you're filing on cash method, then you're only going to pick up an income, that amount that they paid you. So there's no tax benefit to writing that off because you never had to pay taxes on it. Now, of course, it sucks that you write it off and you're not going to see that money, but you just, so if you invoice them for $10,000, they're only going to pay five. You'd only pay taxes on five, and then you'd say, all right, I guess we're just never going to see that five again. You didn't pay taxes on those other five if you're on cash method. If you're on accrual method, then you're on $10,000 of income right when you send out that bill. And so at the point you write off the invoice, then that's treated as bad debt expense. So that, so if you're on the cash method, then it's just going to be pick up the income. Accrual method, then you write it off and you get a deduction for that. So hopefully that was helpful. And if it is, awesome. Keep asking the questions, and I'm going to get back to the podcast.